Paul Ramo broadcasting from the Lacaparral County Fair once again, and I'm in the East Building, East Commercial Building, that is. I want to stop by the Q92 booth and register for some prizes and visit with us. We're happy to visit with our listeners here on Q92. Well, as you know, Minnesota High School Rodeo is part of the Lacaparral County Fair. It's been that way for a number of years now, and here's one of my first rodeo interviews. Ashlyn Mangle is with me. Ashlyn is what? Ashlyn, are you one of the only Lacaparral County residents in the rodeo?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Tell us a little bit about the rodeo here at the fair. Is it it's a high school event? Or?
Yes, it is. It's all high schoolers, junior high, and seniors. Senior high. It ranges from fifth grade up to a senior.
So it's like a. You have different competitions around the state, or when does the season start? Tell us a little bit about that.
So there's a spring and fall. The spring, kind of whenever the snow kind of melts is when it really starts. And then fall, basically, kind of a little bit before, so harvest.
So where do you go around the state of Minnesota? Is it always the same places?
No, it kind of ranges. We go to Hugo, Minnesota, Pine River, Granite Falls, and you got your Madison. A few years ago, it was Greenbush. Kind of just depends where they pick it.
Okay. All right. All right. So how many events are you in?
I'm in barrels, poles, breakaway, and goats.
Okay. I'm going to back up. Sorry, Ashlyn. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How old you are, what grade you're in, family?
So I'm Ashlyn Mangle. I'm a senior at Lacaparral. I got two siblings. They're twins, Morgan and Micah. They're 24. I started rodeo about 3 years ago. Really wanted to do it out here in Madison. I loved it out here, and me and my dad kind of started it.
So you just started 3 years ago then?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So kind of still new to it?
Yes and no. I'm a lot better than when I started, for sure.
Awesome. Good. So what's all involved? What events are you in again?
Barrels, poles, breakaway, and goat tying.
Okay, you got to explain each one to me. I don't know that much about rodeo, so it'll take one at a time.
So barrel racing, it's a cloverleaf pattern. You can either go right or left, and you go around three barrels. Okay. And then poles, you got to run down, you weave them again, and run home.
So that's a timing event.
Yes, okay. They're all timed. And then goats, you kind of run off your horse and you go tie a goat. And then breakaway.
That sounds a little dangerous with the goat.
Yeah, I've fallen on my face a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What event do you enjoy the most?
Breakaway, for sure.
Okay, breakaway is
roping a calf. Yep.
Roping a calf. Okay.
Yep.
So you got to get the lasso.
Yep. I got a breakaway rope. And you just, yeah.
So since you've been involved in rodeo here, why did you get involved with it just 3 years ago?
I've always loved horses ever since I was little, and I would always come to the fair, and it kind of just draw my eyes, and thought it was, I enjoyed it a lot as a kid and kind of wanted to be in it, and kind of just had to do it if I was going to do it, and I did. So.
All right. So where do you live? You live on a farm, obviously, with your horses?
Yep, I live outside of Bellingham.
Okay. How many horses do you have?
I have three.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you have names for him?
I got Harley. He's an old man. And then I got Midnight and Louie.
Okay. And do they all participate in the rodeo with you?
Nope. Just Midnight and Louie.
Okay. So how do you train your horses to do what you want them to do? How does that work? Is that a tough question? Or?
It takes a lot of years to get a horse that I've had. The one horse, Midnight's taken 6 years to get him an all-around horse. So he can do any event you ask him.
Okay.
So he's one of a kind.
All right. So they know what they're doing when they're at a rodeo event.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
They have personalities like humans, horses?
Oh, they got worse than humans.
Okay. See, I told you I didn't know much. But only thing I know about horses is someone told me once they sleep standing up. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
So, but that bothers me now because every time I'm driving down the highway and I see a horse, I always wonder, is that horse sleeping? How can you tell they're sleeping?
They're just really relaxed. They either have a cocked foot or they just have their head low or close their eyes. And yeah.
All right. So tell us how you've done here at the Lacaparral County Fair in the rodeo this weekend.
I've done really good this weekend. Yesterday I ran, I believe, a 4.83 in breakaway and then 10.99 goats in the perf, 4 o'clock. And then barrels, it was kind of slow. It rained that yesterday morning, so the ground is really deep. So I ran a 17.5, I believe, and then poles, 22.5, I believe.
Okay. So do you get the advance on to something, or
how? You, if you win the, get in the top 10, you win points for nationals. Okay. And the top four go to nationals.
That's overall state, top 10 in state, top four. Okay. Yep. How are you sitting? Do you know where you're sitting? How are you doing?
Or? I'm sitting seventh right now in breakaway. So if I keep catching the rest of the year, I'll hopefully go to nationals.
Oh, that's exciting. Where's nationals at this year? Do you know?
It will be in Iowa, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome. Let me know because I might come and watch you. I've been when the JD Struxus were in rodeo. I went to a few rodeos. I think I broadcast live from Pine River one year. That was exciting. So are you enjoying the rodeo here? Is it different having a rodeo at a fair?
It's a lot different. It's a lot more commotion, a lot more stress on us competitors, but it's a lot of fun.
Okay. So Ashlyn, how have you done in the past with the awards and stuff like that? You know, have you, since you started, have you moved on to nationals before? Or?
No, I have not. I have just made it to state, and state is basically the step before nationals, but I never advanced to nationals.
Okay. Right. So hopefully you can get the nationals this year, huh?
Yes.
All right. So does the horse get an award?
Get lots of treats. That's its award.
Okay. You have your family here and friends watching you?
Yeah, I have a lot of family and friends watching pretty much. Yep. Hours away that can watch me this weekend. So
this is kind of your home turf here, participating in your home turf.
Yes, this is my home turf for sure.
All right, Ashlyn, did we cover about everything? You got anything more you'd like to cover with the rodeo? You've made some good friends in the rodeo?
Yeah, the rodeo family is a good organization. They bring you in even if you don't expect it. They're really inviting.
Okay. All right, Ashlyn, well, thank you, and best of luck the rest of the rodeo here, and hopefully make it to nationals.
Thank you.
All right. That's Ashlyn Mangle, a senior out of Lacaparral Valley, participating in the rodeo here at the Lacaparral County Fair.
All right, just a minute.